Now here's Sue to introduce our fourth selection of news stories, which focus on Norfolk personalities.
Four very different individuals featured in the evening news this week. The warring Lady P appeared again. An RAF veteran had his service recognised. A local victim of the Horizon scandal has died. And Sir Anthony Gormley has a new exhibition at Houghton Hall. Tim will start with the latest news from the Lady P saga.
A judge has pleaded with the warring parties at the centre of a row over a Broads period home to finally end the long-running legal row and go their separate ways. For more than 2 years, sex therapist Lady P, Patricia Ramshaw, has been locked in an extraordinary dispute with the wealthy Cato family over her rental of the old house in Ranworth. The bitter feud began in November 2021, when Lady P moved into the property with a menagerie of animals, including four dogs, a small flock of sheep, and a pig. This spiralled into a long-running feud, which has seen a series of extraordinary allegations between the parties, including spying from a church tower and pigs destroying gardens. The dispute saw Lady P evicted from the property last year, but the row has continued to rumble on with claim after claim after claim in the courts. But during the latest hearing, in which the Catels successfully applied to set aside a ruling ordering them to pay Lady P £80,000, a judge urged the parties to go their separate ways. However, speaking outside Norwich County Court after the latest hearing, Lady P vowed to continue to pursue the dispute. She said, "There's absolutely no way I can ever let this go."
An RAF veteran has had his service recognised by a medal after his time at a nuclear weapons testing site more than 65 years ago. John Yaxley, who lives in Sproston, was over the moon when his nuclear test medal arrived in the post. The 85-year-old served as a chef for the officer's mess on the Pacific island of Kiriti Mati, also known as Christmas Island. The government issued medals last year to recognise the service of the personnel involved in the testing of the atomic and hydrogen bombs in the 1950s and 1960s. "It is a really nice gesture," Mr. Yaxley said. "I received a veteran's badge alongside the medal, which is really very special." Mr. Yaxley joined the RAF as an 18-year-old in 1957 and was posted to Christmas Island a year later. He is one of around 2,000 veterans who served on the island, believed to still be alive, and one of those even fewer to have witnessed the last atomic bomb test there in 1958.
A heartbroken family have blamed the impact of the Post Office Horizon scandal for the decline of a former city sub-postmaster who's died aged 81. Roger Allen, who lived in Rackheath with his wife Julie, believed he was one of more than 900 sub-postmasters accused of stealing money because of incorrect information from the highly controversial Horizon computer system. Mr. Allen, a former underwriter of 30 years, and his wife bought the post office business in St. John's Close off Hall Road in Lakenham in 1994. Karen Simpson, one of Mr. Allen's daughters, who helped around the shop while studying, said he really enjoyed it to begin with. This was before the Horizon system was introduced in early 2000, and that's when things changed. It caused him a lot of stress and contributed to his collapse. In August 2000, Mr. Allen collapsed at home, suffering an aortic aneurysm which saw him in intensive care for 2 weeks and out of work for 2 months. Although Mr. Allen returned to work part-time, he soon put the business up for sale, but without success. So it was a relief when the post office confirmed it was shutting the branch and offered Mr. Allen £70,000 to close, which he accepted. However, Mr. Allen would never see it after police arrived at the business in November 2002. Karen continued, "Police came in when it was just Mum and Dad were there and they were locking up. They were both arrested, the post office was raided, locked, and they were never allowed back in. For around 6 hours they were interrogated. The post office got what they wanted. It closed and it didn't have to pay my dad. He was accused of a £37,000 fraud, but we were told if he pleaded guilty to theft, then the fraud charges would be dropped. He would likely get a suspended sentence, and most importantly, Mum wouldn't be charged for anything. So that's why he did it, to save Mum. But instead of a suspended sentence, Mr. Allen was sentenced to 6 months in prison."
It sounds just like a Doctor Who plot. The Iron Men have invaded a stately home in Norfolk. Quick, get the TARDIS. But the 100-strong horde is the work of sculptor Sir Anthony Gormley, who has spent 4 months setting up his installation Time Horizon at Houghton Hall. Figures are arranged across 300 acres of the grounds, some buried up to their necks, others looking down from towering plinths. Each is an identical cast-iron likeness of Sir Anthony himself, best known for creating the Angel of the North at Gateshead. Lord Cholmondeley, owner of Houghton Hall, said, "It's incredibly exciting to have this show here. It was going to go to Chatsworth at one point, and we're glad it didn't." The exhibition opens to the public on Sunday, April the 21st, with tickets priced £22 if booked in advance online.